and I stand ready at all times to help sponsor any cause for the comfort of happy homes and children.
Thank you, Mr. McAllister. We're very happy to have you here, and I'm going to have the boys in the studio give you one real good salute, Indian way. Come on, boys.
Santa Fe Trail.
An open cattle range bigger than all the New England states. A land of tall grass, sage, sand, deep gorge, cliff, and prairie dogs. 1,000,000 acres of government land on which a cattle king pays no tax, no rent, never intends to pay anything, and whose ranch house is more like an army post than a peaceful home. The Panhandle of Texas, 1866.
Through prospecting, Pike's Peak or bust is what we said 6 years ago. I'm heading for the Panhandle. There's 1,000,000 cattle running loose out there, and that's 300 miles from any sheriff.
Pink Capital, Austin, Texas, 1866.
I come from a family of detectives. Pay me $100 and I'll find that fake deed.
1 week later, a Texas Ranger camp.
Hey, Captain, let me have a good night, and I'll run that Yankee out of the state.
On we go to West Texas. In the state capitol building in Austin, a political machine is buzzing. Two deputy sheriffs have ridden across the plain and are now on the south line of the ranch.
Who do you suppose them geezers be?
Well, it looks like a couple of beef heads, don't they?
Yep. Wearing uniforms. You ain't forgetting what the boss said.
Halt! Where are you from, stranger?
The sheriff's office. We have orders to see Mr. Goodnight.
Yeah? What do you want to see Mr. Goodnight about?
We came here to see Goodnight, not to discuss personal affairs of some common cowhand. Texas people do not talk. They act. The two cowhands fired 15 times, dusting hoofs and sitting hat brim as a warning of what might happen should they return. 2 weeks went by, a political machine turning the wheel of investigation and determination to interview the cattle king. It is Sunday, April 10th. Another stranger appears on the borderline.
Look, Bill, that's a woman. Ain't no squaw, neither. She's white.
Well, what do you suppose a darn white woman is doing out here?
Some Yankee headed south must have got tired of his petticoat, eh?
Oh, where am I? Well, who are you? What's happened to me?
Oh, you look tired, sister. Oh, we'll help you. Just get on my partner's horse, and he'll take you to the ranch house.
Oh, this is so kind of you. I'm hungry.
Don't worry, lady. We'll give you some ham, eggs, and good old country hot cakes.
Take her to the ranch house, Jack. I'll watch the line.
Okay.
Hi there, cowboy. Where can we find Mr. Goodnight?
Well, we ain't seen Mr. Goodnight today.
You're one of these shooting cowhands, eh? Well, we're Texas Rangers. Shooting is our hobby.
Yep, I've heard a lot about you hog eaters, but you ain't seen the boss today. Start going and don't come back.
You understand, the Panhandle country is over 300 miles from the state capital, and no means of direct communication except by horseback. A month has gone since a strange woman disappears from her course, and we now see a squad of 15 men in tan uniforms approaching the ranch. Meanwhile, the boss happens to be looking over his herd as they appear. Good morning, partner.
Good night, Slim. Charlie, good night.
How long have you been grazing your cattle on this squirrel land?
3 years, pard. Why, what's up?
Don't you get funny, Goodnight. Do you realize the state of Texas passed a lease law making it a present offense to enclose public or private land?
Well, I do believe I've heard some children saying something about it.
Have you ever paid any taxes on this land?
I guess my foreman could answer that.
Do you pay the state any rent for this land?
Never have and never expect to.
How many cattle do you have out here?
Well, now, to be exact, 60,000 cows, 30,000 calves, and 2,100 steers, and let's see. Yeah, I got 4,816 heifers up in the canyon, and about 80,000 buffalo running around.
I'm glad you're honest, Goodnight. But it won't please you when I tell you the state of Texas demands you pay a rental of 6 cents per acre on a 500,000 acres.
Well, what about it?
As an officer of the law, I am here to fulfill my duty.
Well, I refuse to pay one red cent.
You admit you are violating the law in maintaining fences around public school land.
I admit nothing. How about collecting some rent from that English syndicate you gave 3 million acres to?
That has nothing and nothing to do whatever on your case. You are violating the law.
This was a country of wild cattle and prairie dogs when I came out here. I've got some big New Yorkers interested in building new towns, even a railroad. And I've built a school, a church. We're not lawbreakers. Texas ought to be proud of us.
Never talk, Goodnight. But it don't get you anywhere with an officer.
Yep. We got a pretty darn good old potato cellar that's a good place for officers. Your woman spy has been eating potatoes since last Sunday.
Such sarcasm and action will get you into serious trouble, Goodnight.
I'm not looking for trouble, partner. But if Texas is looking for an argument, this is no place for an English chief.
I shall lay this whole matter before the grand jury. You can expect nothing but indictment and trial.
You can never tell how a jury will vote in Texas. Hey! I tell you, there, my cowhands are having a dance tonight. Come on over. How'd you like our dance, huh?
I'm enjoying it here. I don't care if I ever see the sheriff again.
Well, you really like ranch life, do you?
Well, I've learned to love the place. There's something big and fine in cowboys.
Well, I'm glad you like it. You'll find the cowboys have a lot of respect for ladies, a lot more than them eastern dudes have.
I can't tell you how I appreciate your kindness, Mr. Goodnight. It's so good to me. I know I don't deserve it.
Little sis, you've been an inspiration to all of us.
But I don't know why I ever agreed to sneak out here for those officials.
Oh, well, now that's right. We won't talk about that anymore.
But I'm so afraid, Mr. Goodnight. Rangers shoot to kill. We'll be coming back in a big squad next time.
Hey, come on. Sis says she's from Virginia. Suppose you play her favorite, eh?
Goodnight. A rough and ready sort of fella has some good traits. No liquor is allowed on any part of the ranch. He has erected a school, church, and club. Any rowdy or intoxicated cowboy found on the ranch is banished from the place. Meanwhile, the political machine is humming again, and we find Goodnight making plans to counteract any official action.
Well, I tell you, boys, Dan Armstrong is a good cowhand. He worked himself up to be foreman. Now, we can cut off a part of the north section and call this Armstrong County. Pat Donnelly, as you know, he's the best rider of the range and a square shooter, too. We can do the same with Pat on the south section. We can organize new counties, appoint our own officials, and in 5 years, we'll own the state of Texas. That's
great. Yes, and the cowboys will be giving dances in the Capitol.
Well, miss, you sure are getting to be one of us. West Texas is sure a good place for romance. When Sis and Jack get tied up, we got to give them a big barbecue, eh? Well, I guess we better impanel a jury and indict this man Goodnight and make him go to trial, eh? Yeah, that's
fine. What do you mean, Mr. Goodnight? I don't want to appear against you. I don't... Well, I...
The machine is long. Yes, the machinery of law is turning swiftly in Austin. The days are passing. The grand jury indicts Goodnight, demands his arrest, and the United States attorney and 50 Texas Rangers are now on the borderline of the Goodnight ranch, where they are confronted with an unexpected friendly reception.
Where is Caller Goodnight? Is he in custody?
Well, I see him going north this morning.
Yep, one of his spotted cows had twin calves last night.
Is Goodnight on the bond?
Well, we ain't heard no feller talking about it.
Did our men serve the warrant on Goodnight?
Oh, yeah. But that's all over now.
What do you mean, all over?
Well, Mr. Goodnight went to trial last week in the district court, and the cowboy jury cleared him.
I denounce such humbug law. I demand Goodnight be arrested immediately.
You can't do that, Mr. Attorney General. He was tried fairly and squarely and was acquitted. You see, I am Charlie Goodnight.
It's an outrage, I tell you, a gross injustice, a disrespect for law, and you won't get away with it.
Well, I guess you fellas know. Texas law, you know, says a feller cannot be placed in jeopardy twice for the same offense. Hey, the boys are giving a dance at the town hall tonight. How about you joining us, huh? You might well.
I'll do nothing of the kind. You black-hearted piece of humbug. There's a black spot on the map of Texas.
I don't suppose nobody'll notice it much. A spot pretty well covered with that 3 million acres you fellas gave that Englishman to build a capital.
The Texas legislator called a special meeting and passed a resolution denouncing the Panhandle judge be removed from the Senate. But the Senate, being controlled by the cattle kings, refused to investigate. Goodnight had his own ranch, hands elected sheriff, clerks, tax collectors, and his own foreman, district judge. He had himself indicted, went to trial, and the cowboy jury acquitted him in 5 minutes. According to law, he could not be tried again for the same offense. The judge, sheriff, district attorney, and cattle king still recline on the Panhandle throne. Goodnight owns every building, church, school, and fence in Donley, Grammel, Briscoe, and Clarendon counties. So long as the trial must take place in the county in which the crime occurs, there is no chance for Texas to collect any rent or taxes from Charlie Goodnight. But in the passing of time, pioneers must succumb to the power of mother, home, immigration, railroad, and public press. In a few years, great herds of cattle will make a dusty trail to the open plain in Kansas, where they may roam at will again, and law and order will rule the Panhandle range. Thus ends our story of the famous Goodnight Ranch in western Texas. Next Sunday at this time, a story of cowboy life. But wait, as a special feature for boy, girl, and college students, we now invite you to be a part of our program. Each Sunday, the voice of four pupils will be heard from this studio. Write a letter, giving name, address, and school. There's no obligation on your part. This is an added educational feature. Remember, next Sunday, the Lee Hart Caravan in a boom town on the historic Santa Fe Trail.
You have been listening to Robert E. Callahan's stories of Indian life on the cattle range, one of the reasons for the hilarious boom towns on the old Santa Fe Trail. Next Sunday at 7 p.m. over KMTR, another story of the winding trail on which the immortal deeds of pioneers made American history. Each episode is a story of real life which confronts the pioneers in the riptide of westbound emigration 80 years ago. Remember next Sunday, 7 p.m.